my father, poor old chap, he used to write, but as far as I know, he never got as far as publication. But, he had a lot of learned books about. Well, when I was a little kid, I taught myself the Greek alphabet, and I thought, if I learned the Greek alphabet, I should be able to read his books. Very funny. Of course, as a boy, I used to read Tom Brown's School Days, but I had to skip the stodgy chapters, the humbug. And, of course, at its time, I liked Storky and Co. And as a boy, I used to read Talbot Baynes Reid. I liked him. Some of his stuff was jolly good. No, don't read much modern stuff. I liked reading George Orwell, although I don't agree with him on a single thing. But after all, he could write, you know, George Orwell could. Jolly good writer. But I disagree with nearly everything he says. Well, I like a school story better than anything else, even at my present age. I can still read Talbot Baynes Reid, and occasionally I have a look into Storky and Co. And even into Tom Brown. There's two or three good chapters in Tom Brown, well worth reading. But I don't like novels. I didn't think very much of Thackeray. Dickens, of course, I loved when I was young. I don't care for him so much now. Some of Dickens' stuff is splendid. Oh, fancy anybody saying that Sam Weller was out of date. Well, Sam Weller is alive. I mean, you know the chap. Even old Pickwick is a living character. But Sam Weller, we know just as well as you know our nearest relations. Funny thing, I couldn't write a character like that. Not possible. Never had a character anything like Sam Weller. Yeah, well, I can see how jolly good he is. And Shakespeare, of course, I used to revel in Shakespeare at one time, but I find some faults in him now. For one thing, he's too long-winded. Another thing, in many of his plays, he's too involved. And another thing, I'm afraid he was a bit of a snob. For instance, in Macbeth. You know, Macbeth feels terrific remorse for murdering Duncan, but not a spot of remorse for murdering the two grooms. Well, he was a beastly snob, wasn't he? I mean, they were both alive and then dead, just as much as Duncan. Nobody ever wrote like I do. Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it's quite individual. Can't imagine anybody who's ever written in my style. There's a faint resemblance, perhaps, here and there to Macaulay. That's how I used to devour Macaulay when I was a boy. And that may have influenced me to some extent. But I couldn't bracket myself with anybody. Solitary specimen. Koh-i-noor.